You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO. It's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity, what you do? It'll climb the tracks in university. Hey, when it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up climb the tracks in university.
Climb the trash university. $250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
You're trying to grow your business and add diversity. What you do? Hit up Climb the Tracks in university. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Climb the Tracks in university.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's P-A-I-D ad playbook.com.
Awesome. So, hey, it's your girl, Richelle, President of Communications here at Client Attraction University. And it's my favorite day. Y'all know what that is. I get to talk to our rock star clients and talk to them about what they're doing, who they're impacting, all of the change that they're doing to the world, and makes what we do so worth it. It makes what we do so amazingly worth it. So, Dr. RJ, yes. Welcome here. And please introduce yourself to the world.
Hey, world. I'm Dr. RJ, Dr. Rashawn Johnson Verwain. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist, and I help Black women eliminate stress, anxiety, and burnout.
Oh, boy. So we need that.
Yes.
Especially at this time now that we've got, I think COVID just kind of really brought it to light, but we had it way before that. But do you think that we just weren't acknowledging it then, or were we?
I think, Richelle, what happened was we were forced to slow down. Like, obviously, some industries, like healthcare industry, didn't slow down, but most industries had to slow down. And so we then were like, wait a minute, we had to sit with ourselves. We had to sit with our thoughts, and then we realized, I am overwhelmed. Like, this is too much. And I think without COVID, we would have just kept going and going and going without slowing down to realize that we were burning, you know, the candle at both ends.
Yeah. So how did that really manifest? Is it that it just kept happening? Is it that we were projecting? Like, how did we get so burnt out?
So without getting super, super deep, I do think it's in our DNA as Black women. We are wired to overdo it. And in the past, it was for survival, right? If we think about our history, we, you know, as Black people, we come from all different places, but generally there is a history of having to overdo it to survive. So we're wired that way. And then we got into the whole being praised for being that way. And it just kind of exploded into, this is the only way to be. And now it's backfired on us.
Yeah. And it seems like, you know, I always laugh when I was like, I don't know, I guess it was like in my early 20s, I would listen to Dr. Phil, right?
Yeah.
And I would hear him say, you know, so how's that working for you? Or, you know, it must be working for you or you would stop, right? So is it the praise that we're looking for? So
why do we keep doing it? It's the expectation. Mm-hmm. It's the identity. So the strong Black woman, that's who we're supposed to be. That's what we're praised for. That's what we're known as. And we haven't been given an out from that. And I think that's why we keep, you know, doing these insane things of killing ourselves, because there's not an out, there's not a visible out on how do I get from this space to that space.
Sure. So now is it a, like, who is your ideal client, right? And who do you really work with? Is it, you know, single mom that just, look, she's just got to make it happen? Or is it more the corporate woman that doesn't have any kids that's just doing the most? So
yeah. So my ideal client is the corporate woman or, you know, entrepreneur, physician who's doing the most. They don't have to. They have the means to take a break. They have the means to relax. They're not working on basic survival skills because that's a different category. That's a different story. So it's the woman who was at the top of her class in college. It's the woman who still remembers the spelling bee word that she lost on in the sixth grade, right? She's like, I should have made that. It's the perfectionist, the overthinker, but the one who excels like at life. But then when they get home, they're sad, they're anxious, they're depressed, they feel lonely, and they feel like they're doing things for everybody else except for themselves.
Mm. Yeah. Woo! Okay. Right. It's so true. It just is part of it, right?
Yeah.
And I think that I don't know why. Because there are some of us that aren't that way, right? There are some Black women that aren't wired like that.
Right.
And then there's others that are. So, you know, why do they keep adding to their plate? Is that that whole thing that they just think that they're supposed to? Or
I think part of it is that's how they were raised. And I should say we, because it used to be me. We were raised that way. We're the smart kid in the family. We're the go-to person. We're the one who makes things okay for everybody else. And it's just automatic. We fall into that role. And then it's kind of like, yes, I'm doing these things for everybody else. Well, who's going to do something for me? And that's it's almost like an identity that's put on us. And there is some praise in it. And there is some pride in being able to keep the family together. But at what cost?
At what cost? Because I remember asking my father that one time. I was in my 20s and 30s, right? Going, what is going on? And he said, his reply was, you know, every family has one. And for my family, it was Aunt Betty. And so he gave me somebody to identify with immediately. And that you remember when you would need this and this, and they would say, call Aunt Betty and Uncle Roger. And they were just the family that we went to. And I think I just kind of adapted that and just took it all in. And that just became my identity. Oh, as you're saying it, I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So when they come into your program, like how do they know? Like, what are some of the signs other than, yeah, you're at home and you feel depressed? Because, you know, a lot of times I'll just have a burrito and then feel better. Yeah. So what are some of the signs and what are some of those that say it's not just one day? It's not just an ice cream sundae you need today. You actually need to join a program or seek out some help.
That's a really good question. I think it comes down to health issues. So a lot of my clients have issues with high blood pressure, but no other health problems. And the high blood pressure is from stress. So or there's anxiety. Problem sleeping is a huge one. So the insomnia or hypersomnia, and then the irritable bowel syndrome stuff. So you always have an upset stomach or always have migraines, or it's just kind of on edge on the inside. On the outside, everything looks good. Nobody knows. And so that's how we know that it's time to get some help when we're starting to approach the physical health part of things.
Sure. That makes sense. So when they come, like, I think, you know, there's a lot of stigma about seeing a therapist, right?
Yep.
And we're trying to really have breakthroughs now. And it's not what it used to be. We women of color have a tendency to just go to church more.
Yeah. We try to pray it away.
Yes. And I tried to tithe it away for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yes. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. If I just spend more money, if I just give them more money, you know, I'll have more blessings and I'll have more time instead of really working on the inside of me.
Yeah. And true wellness comes with mind, body, and spirit. You're not going to have true wellness without all three. So I do the mind part. And of course, I can easily relate what we're going through to scripture. It's just kind of who I am, right? I can say, well, you know, if you look at when Vashti had to like adjust her crown and set boundaries, regardless of what the outcome is, right? That changed the world. We're still talking about her.
Yes, we are.
And so being able to put real life words, real life examples to our spiritual beliefs, even if it isn't Christianity, at least 98% of people believe in something.
Yes.
So if we're talking about a general higher power, there's no general higher power that doesn't want you to have peace. Mm-hmm. It's just, it doesn't exist. Oh, and so, yeah, I mean, peace is the underlying thing that all of us deserve, because if we're all like upset and anxious, it's hard for us to walk in our purpose and to be who we're supposed to be. Yeah.
So awesome. It's so just awesome to hear you describe it. I get to talk to our rock stars like you a lot. And one of the things that I am so amazed at,
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.